You are now tuned in to your number one radio station.
87.9.
The truth is out there. Follow us.
We interrupt this program for a special report by WKMU.
Staten Island, New York.
Hey everybody, it's Sky.
It's Blue.
It's Red.
And welcome to, make sure you come a little closer too.
Oh, I thought you were going to go, and we're your fairy godparents!
No, that would be, what's her name?
Cosmo Wanda.
Wanda, oh.
No, it's more, and you're watching Disney Channel.
Oh god, that was Nickelodeon, not Disney Channel. Ew. Who watched Disney Channel?
I did.
Oh,
I definitely flipped between Disney, Cartoon Network, and Nickelodeon.
It was Cartoon Network and Adult Swim. That was it.
Oh my god.
That was it.
Adult Swim was a bit too much
first
for me.
All,
it's still too much for me sometimes.
First of all, I have a good reason for watching Disney Channel. Okay, no, watch this.
Disney Channel, let's hear it.
When I was in high school,
okay,
we lived in a certain part of Staten Island.
Okay.
And we
was
didn't
Was it white part?
We didn't have cable through the whole house.
So it was a black part.
So we took the cable wire.
Okay.
And plug it right into the TV.
Ah, so you
so
stole
we got,
cable.
No, it's not stealing.
It's borrowing without the intent of returning.
How is it stealing?
But isn't that how everybody had cable back then? No?
But one of the free channels was Disney.
Okay.
So it was like, I only had like
it
five
was the
premium
best of
channels.
Those.
Yeah. Yeah, I would watch Lloyd in Space. I would watch, The Weekenders. And then
these
Recess.
Were all before my time.
And then I would also watch The Jersey. It was about a jersey that would make you transform you into a professional body. Like, oh,
nice.
I'm Shaquille O'Neal all of a sudden.
Like the Magic Mike shoes or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Yeah. And so there was
there was no powers. It didn't give you powers yet.
Yeah. So there was a couple, and that was also there was a couple good shows on there, right? So
I liked Disney for their movies. You didn't like the movies?
I couldn't do Disney Channel at all.
There was one motocross. Come on, you didn't even like motocross.
I
knew
it, bro.
Wow.
I was watching Cartoon Network, and then once Adult Swim came on, I was like, let's get it.
He liked that raunchy shit. That's what
I
it
did.
Is.
Yo, it was the same thing, and I knew every Saturday. It was funny because I remember in Saturdays they used to have, and it started at 8 o'clock up until like 12.
Uh-huh.
That was Toonami.
Toonami.
That was anime. And that was where I was sitting and sat. Every Saturday, me and the boys were sitting down watching anime. And it would start with DBZ, Yu Yu Hakusho, Rurouni Kenshin, all those. And we would just watch everything.
For those of you that don't know, today's episode is actually on aliens.
Yeah.
Even though we're talking about other stuff.
Turns out we're aliens and we like to talk a lot.
You know,
there's a possibility.
There was actually, funnily enough, feeds into today's thing that I want to talk about. There was actually a Dungeons & Dragons class in 3.5 edition that is known as the Weird. And in its description, it is also told to be touched by an extraterrestrial being, not an extraplanar being, meaning that it's not touched by a god, but by an alien. That's how they get their psychic powers.
A character in Dungeons & Dragons.
Yes, it's a specific class called Weirds.
That's cool.
And their psychic powers deal with their mind, its psionic abilities.
I like
so,
that.
But today's episode is going to be
on Earth.
Actually,
Planeteer. What is
no,
it?
No, actually, today's show came up because I was looking for a show idea, and UFOs has been big, and it's one of our big topics.
UFOs.
And then we had like the whole Congress thing about UFOs. So I started looking up stuff, like early stuff, and I found like UFOs being like sky battles, like in Belgium in the 1500s, and it was just crazy.
1500s? Or
yeah, the
it?
1500s.
Oh.
But then
so was it like Star Wars battles though? Like
yes, there was actually the descriptions of it were crosses, long cylinder tubes, like the cigar shaped UFOs.
Yeah.
I think of when I hear cross shaped, I think of like a plane. Like underneath, wouldn't that look like a cross?
To some.
It would.
So maybe they had like these, their species of alien had like that, airplane looking thing. And then you had a whole bunch of spheres, which is another UFO. But the one that showed up was this triangle.
Nice.
No, it was a triangle. And so I went to chat GTP or whatever it's called.
GPT.
And I asked him for some more recent UFO stuff to go with those stories.
Right.
And to find out that Staten Island has a rich history of UFO encounters.
Because they like watching us.
So this episode is not just going to be Staten Island, but the connection that could possibly be between Staten Island, what's the Belgium, the Berlin Wall, and aliens. There could be like some weird like connection.
All in all, they're just another brick in the wall.
I don't know what that means, but let's start the show.
So here we are, November. It's 1989.
I think this is only August.
Okay, well, no, we're close. Right. Anyways, the Belgian UFO wave began, right? The reports were coming in over a lot of weeks. And people were kind of scared. You know, I get that. Shit could look kind of weird in the sky, you know?
Yeah, I think the first one was on November 29th.
It was actually starting out the peak of the events. It doesn't give me an exact date, but I know the peak of the events where everything was like really popping off and you seen like everything going crazy.
According to my research, it says it starts November 29th and ends in April 1990.
Yes, and I have something similar to confirm that, and it says that they peaked with the nights on the events of March 30th and 31st of 1990.
Oh, like, wow, that's interesting because that kind of sounds like, if it ended in April, and then they like the top of it was in March, it's like, oh, okay, let's get our last bits of information, and then we're out of here, and then they just like bounced,
so to speak.
That's what it sounds like.
Even on that same night, though, on that same night.
All right, sorry, I feel stuck because I'm like, November was when JFK got assassinated, so I'm like, yo, are the dates like near November 22nd? Oh, 1963.
Yeah, it's a couple decades.
I had to be like, wait.
No, I know you're like, wait a minute. Did the aliens do it?
November 20-something is always going to be in my head because of JFK.
I think it was 23rd, if I remember correctly.
I think she kind of
thought. 22nd, you knew. Oh, you looked it up.
Yeah.
I looked it up. I have my notes, yeah.
I think she thinks that the aliens kind of did it, though.
I just feel like there's certain connections with certain things.
I think there's a chance he got killed because he was going to expose aliens. There's actually, that's been popping up, actually, in the rounds.
Motherfuckers. But getting back to it, I don't want to lose my track of this. But on that night, there was an unidentified object that was tracked on radar by two Belgian Air Force F-16s.
They got F-16s?
They do.
Aren't those American?
They are.
We just helping out everybody.
We just listen.
That's the USA way.
So they were sent to investigate. Those F-16s were sent to investigate, with neither pilot reporting seeing any of the objects, according to them. All right, no reports were received from the public on that date, but over 2 weeks of reports from over 143 people who claimed to have witnessed the object were received.
Yeah, I also heard that most of these people who saw stuff came in weeks after the initial couple of reports. So, like, they took a couple weeks before, like, oh, yeah, we saw it too. But that's fair, because I feel like people are like, well, why didn't you stay? You're only trying to jump on the bandwagon. You're trying to make everyone think that you're part of the story. Or, I don't know about you, if I saw an alien, I would be like, hey, let me tell my neighbors. Let me tell the government I saw a UFO hovering around my house. I don't think anybody made those reports. It's the same thing where, like, you know, something happens and, like, look at Hollywood. So much crazy shit goes on in Hollywood, but no one says anything until someone says something. And it's like, oh, it's okay to talk about it now. All right, let's talk about it. Yeah, he does this, he does that.
I'll take another one during the break.
Sorry, that was blocking the mic.
Sorry. I'll take another one during the break.
I don't think we have any more soda.
Same thing.
Do we have any more soda?
We can make with the water with the enhancers. Use.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
You want the vodka in there?
Oh, hold on. Let's continue.
All right, so, getting to it. Sorry, we're also celebrating. Anyways.
All right, so they investigated this stuff. Does it say what they look like?
Yeah, it actually does show what they look like. All right, now I want you to picture, all right, the sharpest Dorito you can. And now with this sharp Dorito,
I want you to picture it in the sky.
This is not good lighting for you.
Just
by the
listen.
Way.
You picture it in the sky. This is amazing lighting for me. You, I'm telling
you
the
look like a serial killer.
I know. That's why it's amazing lighting.
This is terrible.
So check it out. You put it in that sky, and you put lights underneath that Dorito, right?
Yeah.
And that's what it looked like flying around. Except it wasn't orange like a nacho cheese one, and it wasn't necessarily yellow with some.
So it wasn't a hanging nipple UFO.
No, it wasn't a nipple. It wasn't a hooter.
It was a Dorito with three red lights.
It was the Doritos Locos.
So basically, yeah. So this is like these black triangles was what they call them.
It was a burnt Dorito. Gotcha.
Yeah. So that is actually my first part that connects to Staten Island.
We had the burnt Dorito visit.
No. Oh! Again, yeah, I keep forgetting you're using something. Don't ruin it. Shh, let me tell the story.
Excuse me,
we'll
sorry.
Be right back with the story.
And a drink!
All right, so before we record this, can we roll up?
Oh, yeah, I got the bud.
I got the crusher. Let's do this.
All right, Blue, make a filter.
All right, got you. But where's the papers?
What you mean? You ain't got no papers?
Wait, we don't got no papers?
Yo, quiet down. Yo, check it out. The conspiracy crate from Elevate Crate just dropped.
Oh, that is a sick bong.
Yo, look at this whole thing of assorted papers.
So what's going to be? Bong or papers?
Yes.
For all your smoking needs, go to elevate-crate.com. And when you check out, use promo code WKMU420 for 10% off. That's WKMU420. Cannot be combined with other promos, but feel free to use it every time you order.
So basically for me, this is where the story gets a little weird. Because I use ChatGPT or whatever it's called to research UFOs. Because the original, like I said, the original idea was supposed to be for a different thing.
Right.
ChatGPT told me about this event that happened on Staten Island in 1989. It actually happened on, let me get the right date, exactly. I think it was November 24th.
But yo, November.
Yeah, that's why it also kind of creeped me out because all these were happening around November. So basically, people, there's an area called Fishkills, and at the time it was the dump. So people who know New York City, we had a huge dump on the island, and that's where, roundabout where this thing was seen.
That's probably where all the fucking stereotypes of Staten Island came from.
You're too far away.
That's probably where all the stereotypes of Staten Island came from. Like, everybody was like, yo, that place is a dump. And it, like, literally was a dump. So it's yeah. like, you
so,
know, there's no coming back from that.
There was several groups of people who saw a burnt Dorito in the sky. It was a triangle with the three lights, and it hovered, and it hummed. And the way it moved, people said that it reminded them of, like, something intelligent was moving and not that was just, like, in the wind. Then what gave credence to this was there's actually cops who saw it. And they went on, and, like, it was actually in the papers. But what was weird was I tried Googling it. I can't find anything about it.
The Staten Island thing?
Yeah. So, you know, I was, you know, still talking to the GPT, and it told me about Tinsley Town, another UFO on Staten Island. But Tinsley Town is actually a place in Chicago. So it got confused. So I was like, oh, so maybe this thing is just confused about events. So I asked my mom, who's been on Staten Island since, you know, 84. And she said, yeah, it was all over the papers. Some triangle thing was hovering around. She goes, don't you remember? It's like, Ma, I was 5 years old. No, I don't remember.
Sorry, Ma, I can't remember what I had for lunch that day.
And for people who actually study this on, like, a more, like, zeroed-in aspect, these are known to some UFO people who are studying it. They call it the Staten Island Wave, which is what they actually call the Belgium Wave.
Yeah.
Which were the same things.
Yeah. A bunch of Doritos in the sky.
And this wasn't the first one. The next day, in another part of Staten Island, another thing was seen. In the 80s...
Same shape.
In the 80s, especially by the... There was... In the 90s, too, there was one by the Staten Island Ferry. There was one by the Verrazano Bridge.
That's
the bridge.
That's back when you had to pay for it.
Brooklyn, yeah. Well, probably, yeah. But it was, you had to pay a quarter for, like, a couple of months. I think they switched it out really... Very early.
Sorry about that. I fought it.
It was the chair. Sure. But, yeah. And it was really just interesting because I tried to talk to my mom. She didn't really give any more details. So I went even more looking.
Do you think that maybe your mom was probed?
I don't think so.
So that's why she can't give any more information?
I think, yo, you whispered that
because,
one.
All right, listen. I think his mom might be probed because there's a reason why she didn't tell you that much about it, because she can't tell you much about it, because if she does, then they'll come back.
Or it was like 30-something years ago.
I think that's the Las Vegas thing. Remember. I feel like the people in Las Vegas recently, like, they saw UFO. It showed up on the sheriff's, like, camera.
Okay.
And then now nobody's, there's no reports.
Well, they said that
there's
that was no a meteorite.
But also, she doesn't want a satellite coming out of her ass. Mm-hmm. And I understand that wholeheartedly. I wouldn't want a satellite dish coming out of my ass.
I don't think that's how it goes.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it goes.
I mean, I don't know. I figured they just kind of drop down on you and then suck you up.
From your ass.
No.
Well, if they probed you.
If you're standing there with your ass face up, maybe, yeah.
Oh, the aliens like a head down ass up.
Is that how you sleep with your ass
face up? That's actually not how I sleep. I actually, unfortunately, sleep on my back. So my belly's up and that's
so
just
they gotta sit through your belly.
Back. I can.
I can't. It's so uncomfortable for me.
It's like, although,
even when I was thinner.
I can sleep on my back, but I mainly also sleep on my side as well because I like to grab.
Sleep. Yeah,
I grab my dogs when I sleep. That's what it is. I grab my dogs like because I have one that's 145 pounds, so he's practically
it
a fucking.
It feels like a human.
It does, and I'm sorry.
He's perfectly weighted human.
Literally, it's perfectly weighted because he is the exact weight of a female human.
That you would probably enjoy.
That I would probably enjoy. Yes, but I know it's my baby boy Odin, so. Yeah, he just gets the pads and the hugs and the love and the treats.
Okay, we get it.
So, he's not an alien, even though he could be.
So, you know, Staten Island, I don't know for other people that actually remember this or put it all. There are a lot of different cases. You know, it's still in 2020, there were 20 sightings of UFOs on Staten Island. Me and Blue actually saw some when we were coming back from one of my jobs. Me and Blue look up and we see these lights like fading in and out, but they're fading in and out backwards and forward, like in a straight line. So it's like shimmering across the sky, yeah. But it would come back a couple of things and then shimmy back. And it was so weird.
I kind of feel like it was triangular shape then too, no? The lights?
Well, because we're on an angle, it could have been like that because of the way on our angles, it was like two rows of lights like next to each other. So it could have been like a V-shaped or...
Another Dorito sighting.
A Dorito sighting.
But like it's very like weird. So... I looked into more things, and in 1989, right before this happened, the Berlin Wall came down.
It was just another brick in the wall, and they took out one brick too many.
For you that don't know, that's the end of the Cold War for us, basically.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
We said hot war only.
If you look on the map, Belgium is a 7-hour drive from Berlin.
Germany.
Yeah. Which is, the country that it borders next to.
Yes.
So, you have to ask yourself, like nowadays it's like, okay, are there aliens? And if the answer is yes, why are they here?
Right.
They're not attacking us, as we can see. As far as we know, we don't know everything. The government's hiding stuff, so we don't know that
they could have attacked me.
Plenty of... Yeah, you could be a replacement. That skinwalker. Yeah, what's his name? Jerry.
They're walking all up in my skin.
It's just, what about if they were watching us?
They probably think we're cute. And they're like, they're entertained by our bullshit. Like, well, look at them. They can't even get along.
I mean, I always feel like somebody's watching me.
But maybe that's why. Because, like, if they're hovering around, what are they doing but watching?
I think they're entertained.
Why are you butt watching? Is my question. You're butt watching? Whoa, listen. I don't feel comfortable with that anymore.
The beach feels it's nice, bro.
I don't feel comfortable with them anymore. No. They're illegal now. We got some illegal aliens.
The aliens are butt watching.
Butt watchers over here.
No, but I think that, yeah, like, but they might find us entertaining, like the same way that we watch reality TV.
Well, like, you remember you were talking about Rick and Morty? Show us what you
got. Yeah!
They're literally sitting there watching to see what I got. And, you know, think about...
And they're betting on us and everything.
They're in season 6 right now.
You know how people have, like, ant farms? That's us.
Yo, they're in season 6 right now of Earth.
E-Earth?
E-Earth.
You know, nobody knows who named Earth?
That's weird.
That is kind of weird.
I googled it. they have ideas of where it came from and who started using it.
It was the aliens.
But they, yeah, what if that was their word for us?
They were like, listen, E-Arthurs.
T-R-Earth. E-R-Earth.
E-Arthurs.
Because, and okay, you know what got me on this tangent, actually? Was because the original idea for the show was the 1559 and 1560 UFO wave of, at the time, it was by Germany. Germany. Again, over Germany. And I was trying
people
to think...
People like Germany, evidently. What happened? It was the beer. Yeah. It's the beer. That's what it is. Aliens are coming down. They're disguising themselves as skinwalkers. They're getting drunk as hell every October.
Makes sense.
Do you think that if they are watching us, that like... Every October. All right, let's think about this way. If you...
I think they partake.
If you were... Say you could have the power to watch ants and on their level. Wouldn't you like shrink down to the ants level and be like... And like walk around like an ant and see what everyone's doing?
I would want to get up close and personal, yeah.
And say that they partake off of the fact that...
You're still doing it. Please stop it.
I feel like with them, they want to get a bit of the human experience.
That's something that makes that sense to me. And, you know, so at that time...
I've seen people with some unreal eyes.
In 1559, the Queen of England... actually established the Church of England, and people are like, well, why was that important? You gotta remember, at the time, England was one of the powerhouses, just like America is now. So if they're watching what the big people are doing, they're seeing like someone's changing religion. At that time, religion was huge. So people would kill each other for oh, you don't believe what I believe? Instantly dead.
That, I know.
There's no like talking on the corner like, well, your beliefs are your own and that's cool, but they're not mine. No, it's like, oh, you don't believe what I did? You're dead.
Yo, why did that just hit me with a freaking Family Guy reference?
What Family Guy reference?
There was a magical baby born in Jerusalem.
Okay, so
everybody just starts stabbing each other.
The premise is it's a flashback to like Middle
before
East.
Before
religion. And they're like, oh, everything's great. Everything's fine. I don't hate you for any reason. I love you. And then he's like, hey, did you hear about some baby being born
some
in the middle
of magical baby born in
and
Bethlehem?
Then everybody just started stabbing each other.
Start killing each other. It's like, what the hell happened?
That's really ridiculous.
You know, there are some true evidence that, well, not evidence. A lot of people are saying that religion talk a lot about their own sky people.
You know, I don't trust religion.
Right.
I don't either, because it's man telling me what God said.
Exactly.
And like, it's been so translated over the years that...
Why doesn't God tell me?
You know, when Blue teaches me Spanish, what was I saying?
You something God towards humans and whatnot. Listen.
Something about God.
Oh, like in Spanish, there's like three different ways you can say something. So if I pick a way that gives a certain context to how I feel, I change the meaning of the words.
Okay.
So it's been translated so many different times that someone must have put their own fucking take on it and their flavor. Like, oh, I didn't like that. I would change it to mean this one because this one sounds better to me.
And then the more religious people I meet, the more I'm like, y'all don't even really practice what you preach.
Wait, you're like religious? Oh, shit, I can't believe
I'm not religious. I mean, I believe in God. I grew up Catholic. So, you know, there is always going to be like a religious part of me because I do feel like God like looks out for me and like, you know, some things aren't really coincidental. They kind of could have been like planned like... But you beyond me, like there are forces beyond me. I do believe that.
Motherfucker hasn't been looking out for me.
I don't know if that's
if
true.
If you follow what they preach, you help yourself.
You end up seeing things differently. And yeah, you have to help yourself. God helps those who help themselves.
I've been helping myself. Like, where the fuck have is he gonna help me?
The way that I see things is like you have to prepare for opportunity. And that's it. Like, you have to make sure, like, you know, if you wanna make $1 million, then you gotta stop hanging out with broke people. You gotta stop spending like on random shit, like I do. Like I'll go to the supermarket. I'm like, oh, I need to buy a drink before I go to supermarket. And I'm spending $8 on a drink before I go.
Or it's like I want to lose a little weight, and then you know, Blue keeps bringing home ice cream every night.
That's not my problem. I can eat ice cream if I want to. I feel like I can do that for myself.
But aren't you also gaining weight because of it?
Yeah, but I don't feel like bad about it. Like I do.
I'm fat.
Yeah, so that's your problem. Like, if you're tempted by snacks, that's something you need to work on.
You're tempted
by
snacks.
But if I feel like I can afford to have a snack, you know.
Yeah, and I got to work on my self-control and not eat it with you. I get it. But, like, when religion...
Like, I feel bad that I bring you temptation, but that's not my problem at the end of the day.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver
us from... Yeah, that's what you got to pray.
From evil. Just they say that, and she's bringing in the evil. The evil.
Yo, anytime you crave ice cream, just pray.
Yeah, just pray. Like, listen, get this devilish shit away from me.
But see, I see points in religion. I see religion as something to believe in, because when you don't believe in anything or stand for anything, it gets chaotic. And that's why I think, you know, people are worried that religion's going to die out, because that was something that you could keep people on the straight and narrow.
But whoa.
I don't think religion's going to die out, because we need that shit to keep us going.
Not everybody
does. But we also need chaos. I don't know.
Some people believe that there's...
But we also need chaos. And I'm just saying, the world works just a little bit better when that random dice roll gets introduced to it.
It's true. It breaks the monotony of, like, life.
You know? Like, I'm sorry, you're going to remember tomorrow, if you go to pull out something from an ATM, somebody pulls a gun on you and the gun jams. You're going to remember that for the rest of your life.
Say that until you read something scary and you don't know what to do with it. You know, like a couple years ago, that we're spinning and we have a magnetic field because the core is spinning.
I have a magnetic field myself.
Do you know the core stops spinning? Our core, that uses the electricity, you know, the magnetic field around us, stopped spinning.
Yeah. Mine stopped spinning a long time
ago, too.
That's
scary.
Why?
Because we don't know.
It's going to stop, or it has
stopped already.
It stopped.
It is now reversing. Now, we're actually due for a polar flip.
That'd be great.
Well, we don't know what it does. It could kill off everybody in the world, or it could just disorient things, or it could destroy, like, certain... birds' way of traveling. We don't know. Some believe that we're spinning, and if the poles shift, the ground's going to stop moving, and the wind and the water is going to keep going and just destroy everything. And the North Pole, true North Pole, magnetic North Pole, is moving faster and faster, closer to the North Pole now. But eventually, it's going to go past the North Pole, and they think that's going to come back around eventually, and it's going to flip. But they also say this could take hundreds of years. But again, we don't know. It hasn't happened in 100-some-odd thousand years.
I'm not that important.
But so, like, reading something like that is kind of scary, because there is nothing you have to do every... Like, and here's the scary part is, right? It could happen in 2 years exactly, and we don't know it. And we're all living our lives every day like... Hey, yeah, sure. And then all of a sudden, it's going to happen. And it's like, yo, I spent 2 years working my ass off for nothing. For nothing, because we're all going to die anyway.
Yeah, that's right. That's how you got to do it, man. Listen, it's okay if we all die, you know? Just know that you die together.
You didn't die alone. I want to die with all you guys. I want us to all go out at the same time.
You didn't die alone.
That's it. My biggest wish is if I were to die, we all go out together. That's it. All of us.
So, even guys are listeners. Making a suicide pact. So, another thing that happened in 1989, the internet was invented.
And DARPA, baby!
That's two. Okay, one, those are two generational, life-changing events. Life was never the same after the internet was invented.
But there was porn. Porn was revolutionized.
If aliens are watching us, beforehand, they know the importance of the wall coming down. They can't tell how, you know, what the internet's going to do to us. But these are very, like, so, you know, if they are checking on things, maybe they're just kind of like, look, you know, we got a spike in UFO stuff now. Maybe, like, yo, these motherfuckers actually voted in Trump, bro. We got to go see what's going on over there. Well, and it was like popping up, like, oh, did he destroy the world yet? Did he destroy the world yet?
I mean, I feel like maybe they came back every once in a while. It's like, what's going on?
Came back, exactly. There's a theory that aliens are just us from the future.
But my thing is, I feel like they saw us and they're like,
that does make sense.
All right, well, they're still watching porn on their smartphones. So.
Aliens are just us from the future?
Well, say this. Say someone from present day remembers seeing UFOs in the sky. Now, people in the future are realizing they're building a time machine. They're realizing, oh my God, this is it. This is what they're seeing. Well, they already see it and they think they're aliens. So we might as well use that and go back in time and see stuff. And maybe that's why they can blend into us humans, because they're just humans. And they're like, you know what? Let me land over here in the water and I get on land. And then I'm going to watch the Berlin Wall get torn down.
But that doesn't make sense, because what about these spaceships that everybody sees? Or like
that's
these,
their time machine.
No,
how they travel back in time.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Us out like that.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you why both theories are wrong.
Why you think they're wrong?
Why I know they're wrong.
You don't know nothing.
Get ready for this. You ready?
Aliens aren't real.
No.
Birds aren't real.
No. Because you're gonna have that one slacker that is me that is gonna fucking smoke a blunt on the UFO on the way down and be like, I just gotta watch what the fuck's gonna happen now. It's That's gonna expose the whole thing, and well, now it's just like expose the whole thing, and was just like, all right, listen, guys, United States government, I kind of fucked up, so you guys gotta do this now. You just let them know we're here. They already saw me.
Well, that did happen. If we're going to go based on this theory that we're humans from the future or aliens, then the ones that crashed in Roswell were, in fact, humans. And they were told, hey, we were supposed to be here. You were supposed to know about us. Could you just, like, make sure not, you know, no one knows about this?
Well, now they know.
Well, no, we don't know anything.
They made all those people potheads, so nobody would believe them.
And let's add the music there. Bam, now there's music in the background.
That's it.
Yeah. Thanks everybody for joining with this episode.
We're done? Oh, I just wanted to take a little break. Well, there's nothing else. I guess there is done. We are done. Yeah, okay.
That's what I like about these. We just throw a whole bunch of, you know, information out and then let you decide and then even look into it. But you can't, because I seriously looked. If you could find out more stuff about this, please send it to us at what is our stuff now? What keeps us up, SI?
What keeps us up? No, what keeps me up at night, oh, SI.
No, what keeps me up, SI.
What keeps me up, SI.
Holy shit, here
and
we go.
And then 87.9 WKMU on Instagram. Let us know if you solved the mystery of these UFOs in the 80s. Oh, quick note too, during research, I found out that those red triangles started to become a thing in 1990.
So they were flaming hot nacho cheese Doritos.
They were announced
before their time. Yeah,
they were announced in the 1990 till about 2015. I think it said that's when they like it started and ended basically. So like it happened in Staten Island and Belgium before it was so like something happened in the 90s to pop it off. Like, oh my god, look at it! But this stuff was been going on in the 80s in Belgium and Staten Island, and that to me is crazy. And that sounds like a conspiracy. Like someone's hiding that. Why wasn't this bigger news? Why can't I find stuff about this? Why is it such a? You could find anything about anything.
We're gonna go to the New York Public Library.
You know what? I gotta get a library card so I can look up old newspapers. Conspiracy. Yes, we're gonna come back. I'm gonna look up old newspapers. And we're gonna do it.
Just be careful. There's not another conspiracy of murder.
And then I'd like to thank Dom. Thank you for always listening from day one. Aww. You've been the best. You know. You're one of the reasons why we keep doing this. Like, you give us a lot of strength to keep going. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Bitches with Beards, our podcast, another one. Always, you know, chirping in, listening to us, leaving some great info. We appreciate you too.
We love Bitches with Beards.
Elevate Crate, which
I mean,
you heard.
Personally, that's not my orientation, but everybody's entitled to it.
You look like
thing.
A bitch with a beard.
And then, bitches grow beards, okay? Bitches still grow beer.
Not all the time, but
And then a big shout out to Elevate Crate. You heard our first real commercial earlier.
The real
we didn't record it yet, but by the time you hear this, it's an episode
recording.
Already.
We're gonna get recorded.
Actually, right now that's what I'm doing right now. So as always,
please check on your friends, yo.
And everyone, I mean everyone deserves love,
except for me. Fuck it.
Especially the aliens.
Nope. Even you, click.
Nope.
I love you, aliens.
Nope. Goodbye, aliens.
No, he's right. No! He's right. He doesn't deserve love.
Right. I self-love.
This is
generously.
This is how we'll know if Red's mom actually listens to us. Red's mom, if you're hearing this, please give your son a hug. He needs love.
Don't give me a hug. I self-love vigorously.
She knows. She can hear it. So what's going to be? Bong or papers?
Yes.
Alright, ready?
She already
preemptively
struck.
Mita. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you're terrible. When this finger goes up.
Oh my god!
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.